stripe.
Hey y'all, thank you for tuning in to Cast Your Crown Podcast, Real Life, Real Talk, discussing real life topics that encourage us to be better overall. Excuse me, that can encourage us to be better overall. Okay, so I entitled this podcast Encouragement for the Holiday Season because that's exactly what I would like to do. With the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, there are times when we are able to sit still, and sometimes in being still and quiet, we can find ourselves saddened by the holidays. Although these are supposed to be like joyous times, we can sometimes go through what is actually called sad disorder, better known as seasonal affective disorder. This is a type of depression that is related to the seasons and begins and ends about the same time every year. You can usually self-diagnose it. You could experience like fatigue, which is basically being excessively tired, depression, hopelessness, and social withdrawal, wanting to be alone. You could sometimes even be irritable. You could be in a room full of people and feel lonely. You know what I'm saying? It is no fun going through this. I used to experience this. At first, I was like, what is wrong with me? Like, ugh, this is supposed to be like a happy time. It's the holidays. Then I realized what it was. I recall talking about it with one of my friends, and they had experienced it as well. So it isn't something we can't discuss with someone or something that is, you know, something that is foreign to us. Sometimes we don't know what things are. We can't put names to our feelings, or we can't really express it. And if you just talk about it with someone, you know, maybe they'll know, you know. So if you begin to feel lonely, call somebody, text somebody. If you know you may start to experience this, get a therapist. I love my therapist, y'all. It's so healthy for our minds and our souls. Also, remember, nothing has to be going wrong for you to receive therapy. More than anything, just remember you are not alone. Okay. One of my favorite songs right now is You Are Not Alone by Joshua Sherman. Yes, 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 yes. That's my song right now. It's a beautiful song. Hopefully you'll take a listen to it again. It's You Are Not Alone by Joshua Sherman. It comes from, I think, Psalms 23. Now, let me make this disclaimer. Don't let loneliness put you in a trick bag. And next thing you know, you sent that text. You know what text I'm talking about. And next month, you're looking back like, what in the world? And now you're fighting more demons than what you started out with. We're not doing that this year. But on a more serious note, there may be a family, a mom or dad who may have lost a job or may not be able to provide, like, you know what I'm saying, they once did, or may have health issues that prevents them from doing the things they used to do. I mean, it happens. The economy, period, makes it hard for us all sometimes, you know. And I only have one son, so I can imagine people with multiple children. So this holiday season, don't be so hard on yourself, okay? Let's remember the reason for the season. It's cliche, but it's the truth. Sometimes we have to sit our kids down ahead of time and talk to them and explain things to them and make it plain so that they understand. For example, you know, mommy or daddy may not be able to get you that game or those shoes right now, but we can, you know, blah, blah, blah. Or do something intangible. Intangible meaning things that can't be physically touched. However, it can be felt within. Children may not remember the stuff, quote unquote, you bought them, but they remember time well spent. But, you know, I don't know. You know how these kids are a little different nowadays. But I know my son and I, not just during the holidays, but like every couple months sometimes, I let him take the lead on making bags for the homeless. Or I let him assist me in making meals for them. And this year, I think we're going to do Toys for Tots, so maybe Adopt an Angel via Walmart. I'm not sure. And to see his face light up and be excited to give, y'all, warms my heart. Like, I made sure I taught him early that it's better to give than to receive. And be genuine about your giving, you know. Have a cheerful heart. Or sometimes I will let God take the lead and ask him to show me who to bless. And we go from there. So, yeah. But yeah, don't be so hard on yourselves. One day at a time, y'all. People, everybody going through something. Do more intangible things with family or friends. Take pictures, laugh, cut up. You know, start fun traditions. And for anyone who may be listening, and who may need assistance, don't be afraid to ask for help, y'all. Life has its ups and downs. You can definitely start with the Salvation Army or the United Way. Okay. And also in your hometown or county or city or whatever, sometimes they have organizations that can also assist you. Last but certainly not least, what about grief, y'all? Grief is big around this time. Like, this can definitely be an issue for us during the holiday season. We can find ourselves grieving a loved one, whether family member or friend. We start to reminisce about the good times or maybe even the bad times. Maybe some regret about certain things. Some I should have said this, or I could have done that better. And that's okay. Reflection is always good. However, it can be triggering during this time. You know, most of you know my dad died in June of last year. So last Christmas was a first without him. A couple of years back, he had started riding down with my mom to see me either on Thanksgiving or Christmas. So last year, I recall thinking of all the fun and funny times we had together. Of course, I cried, but it was happy tears, you know. Sorry about that. And to my surprise, I was actually okay. You know, I made it. God truly kept me during that time. And I was like, wow, like I did better than I thought I would. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are stayed on him. You know what I'm saying? This verse lets you know that when you focus your mind on God, he will give you peace. Y'all, he will keep you. Oh my God, I have been kept. Perfect peace is God. Like, it is him. It is a display of his character and how we can trust in him with our burdens, our worries, and sadness. That quote unquote perfect peace, that real peace, is not something that people can come up with on their own. God gives us that. So, matter of fact, there's a classic song by Marvin Sapp called Perfect Peace, which is soothing to the spirit. Also, Marvin Sapp sang a song called My Testimony. It's a powerful song. It's also good. Philippians 4:7 tells us, "In the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Okay. And it makes you think about a time, like, have you ever been in a situation and you don't know how you made it through? That kind of goes back to Marvin Sapp's song, My Testimony. Oh, please take a listen to it if you haven't heard. And if you hear it, I'm sure it'll spark a time or you'll remember, like, oh, I heard this song before. But yeah, you ever been in a situation and you don't know how you made it through? It was like a smooth transition in spite of what was going on around you. Like, that's God's peace. Like, you have all this chaos around you. You have all the naysayers. You have all the drama. You have all the worries and issues or whatever the case may be. But you're in the center of all of that and you have God's peace. He is such a comforter to us. Thank you, Jesus. Especially during those times, y'all, like, oh, God is so faithful. Again, y'all always know I say God is a gentleman because he is. And a lot of times he is waiting on us to release things to him because we hold so much in. I was in therapy and, well, I still am. But when I first started, you know, you releasing all this stuff and it's like, oh, you feel so drained. And it's just, oh, then you're so released and you're relieved. And it's like a weight off your shoulders. And just the therapist, like, oh, wow, you held all that in, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, wow, like, you know, that's not normal to walk around with all that weight on you, right? Like, so a lot of times we hold stuff in and we think it's normal, or we think we can just keep pushing, and you might can keep pushing, but it's not healthy at all. So I just felt the need to say that. And but I say this to say to trust in him. Feel all the feels, y'all. Shed the tears this holiday season, whatever you have to do. But please, please stay encouraged. Keep your head high. And if you are struggling, Yolanda Adams' song said it best. Know that this too shall pass. This too shall pass. Open up your word too. Like, that's the life manual right there. And if you are a person who is more of an introvert and don't like being around a lot of people, there's nothing wrong with that either. Get you a good book, a blanket, a good movie, your favorite snack. Go for a morning run. Stretch it out. You know, write down some goals for next year. Get into your, you know, your happy place, your comfort place, you know, comfortable place. But do what makes your soul happy this season and what calms your mind this holiday season. excuse me. In spite of what's going on in the world around us, enjoy your family and friends, y'all, for real. James 4:14 says, yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. I mean, we don't know the next day. We don't know the next hour, you know. With that being said, Romans 10:9-11 states, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Simple as that. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scripture tells us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. We're not perfect, but you know, we're striving each and every day to be better, right? So that's the point of this podcast, Cast Your Crown Podcast, just to try to be better person, be a better person overall. Life is short, y'all. Let's enjoy it in a healthy way, you know? I just wanted to encourage y'all this holiday season. Keep your head up. If it's someone you want to talk to or you feel like you ain't got nobody, shoot me an email. CastYourCrownPodcast@gmail.com. I'm just so grateful, y'all. I also want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart if you have supported me thus far. Even if it is your first time listening, thank you so, so much. Thank you, honey. I truly appreciate it, y'all. Stay safe this holiday season, okay? I love y'all. I'm out.